Narayana Namaskachana Runtevam Narutamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tutujayam Vidirayat Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, dear devotees, good morning. So this morning's class, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 35. Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 35. Bhaveshnim, Bhaveshmin Krishyamananam, Avidya Karma Karma Bi, Shravan, Shravana Smarana Harni, Karishan iti kechana Bhaveshnim Krishyamananam Avidya karma kama bi Shravana smaranan Harni Karishan iti kechana Bhaveshnim Krishyamananam Avidya karma bi Shravana smarana harni karishan iti kechana Hare Krishna. Okay. So word for word. Bhave in the material creation. Asmin this. Klishyamananam of those who are suffering from. Avidya nations. Karma desire. Karma bhi, by execution of fruitive work. Shravan, hearing. Smaran, remembering. Arhani, worshipping. Karishyan, may perform. Iti, thus. Kechana, others. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And yet others say that you appeared for the sake of rejuvenating the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asserts that he appears in every millennium just to re-establish the way of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as is the fashion for certain ambitious persons. The factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and thus render service to him in spontaneous love. A living being cannot help but render service because he is constitutionally made for that purpose. The only function of a living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great, and living beings are subordinate to him. Therefore, the duty of a living being is just to serve him only. Unfortunately, the illusioned living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servants of the senses by material desire. This desire is called avidya or nescience. And out of such illegitimate desire, the living being makes different plans for material enjoyment centered about a perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating into different bodies on different planets under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Unless therefore one is beyond the boundary of these nations, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of his causeless mercy, because he is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping, praying, cooperating, and surrendering unto him. Adoption of all the above mentioned items, or any one of them, can help a conditioned soul to get out of the tangle of nations and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being being illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oma gina timidanyasya gyana gyana shalakaya chakshu ambilitam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manovistam sapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Saadvaitam Saavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripasundi Vehivacha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Chivash Hari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadeshitarine Mo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurati Shenama Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divicha Vishandaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Ras Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So, the English translation of the text again. And yet, others say that you appeared for the sake of rejuvenating the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned living souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. Hare Krishna. So this is Queen Kunti that's talking. So many situations had been faced, challenging situations faced by the Pandavas and their mother Queen Kunti. And Lord is getting ready to leave Hastinapur and go back to Dwarka. And Queen Kunti is appreciating what the Lord had done. And is actually recounting things that had happened to her and to her children, the Pandavas, the five Pandavas, and also praising the Lord and talking about the qualities of the Lord at the same time. So this particular text is also, of course, the teachings of Queen Kunti, which Srila Prabhupada made a separate from Bhagavatam. And so this is the 18th chapter, Liberation from Ignorance and Suffering. That is the part where this particular translation or this particular shloka fits. fits from. So it's about being liberated from ignorance and suffering. A person that is in ignorance automatically would suffer. A knowledgeable person knows what's right to do and what's wrong, and stays away from what's wrong and does what's right. But a person that's ignorant, most of the time they talk, they won't make sense, and their actions would also follow not so great. So Maharani Kunti is saying, others say that you appeared for the sake of rejuvenating the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on. There are 9 of them together. And in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dham is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Maharani Kunti is saying, you appeared for the sake of rejuvenating devotional service of these processes, including chanting and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from life in this material world may take advantage of it and therefore be liberated. This is exactly what the Lord came to do. This is exactly part of what the Lord came to do, because he always performs his pastimes also, everywhere he is. And the Supreme Lord is always in whatever situation, enjoying in different levels, in different ways, in different expansions, all carrying out things that are working by his energy, and sometimes he himself takes part, sometimes he deputizes someone else, that is his pure devotee, to do certain work. And of course we know what H.T. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has done, deputed by the Lord to come, and by his mercy we are hearing now Srimad Bhagavatam translated to English according to him obeying his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj and coming to the West to spread wonderful knowledge about Krishna and what we're supposed to do in English. So Queen Kunti is saying, Krishna has come to give us mercy in the form of being liberated from a suffering condition due to our ignorance. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asserts that he appears in every millennium just to reestablish the way of religion. Every millennium, when through the agent of Maya, religion begins to get polluted, then the Lord comes to establish religion the way it's supposed to be. Religion is service to the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead. And also at the same time, to include his pastimes of annihilating demons and exciting the devotees, so they stick to him even more, get more excited about devotional service. Srila Prabhupada says, to reestablish the way of religion, this is what the Lord comes to do in every millennium, because the religion itself are codes of the Lord, do's and don'ts made by the Supreme Lord. Then he says, no one can manufacture a new path of religion. And people are trying to, of course, as people try to come up with different types of religion, then there's irreligion stepping in, because people are trying to then interpret the way they think things should be. And that's what pollutes the sublime religion. And so things have to be set straight in this material world. In the spiritual world, everybody understands they are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, serving other servants who are serving other servants who are serving other servants. So servant of a servant of a servant is life there, and everybody is happy and really, really, really excited and living peacefully because of rendering service. Bhakti yoga is the way that we're supposed to live. Outside of that, we can never be happy. So Srila Prabhupada puts it, the only function of a living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great, living beings are subordinate to Him. Therefore, if you're a servant and there's a master, then the duty is service. And when people try to come to this situation of, I want to be the boss, then confusion sets in. And that's also the mercy of the Lord. That's also the mercy of the Lord. Because when the living being does not understand that the Lord is great and He is little, infinitesimal, and the Lord's, the relationship should be, since the Lord is great and I'm little, I'm supposed to serve Him, and they don't do that, then it is in fact the mercy of the Lord to pull that person's ear and say, hey, you're not doing the right thing. But the Lord doesn't pull the ear out of forcing you. You just be in the material world and try to make it as the boss and see what happens. We can take it to the international level. Look what's happening. One country tries to be number one. Another country says, no, I'm going to try to do something to become number one. And so one country trying to topple another country, one ambitious person trying to topple another ambitious person leading a country, what happens? God is pushed out of the way. And when God is pushed out of the way, because He's a real leader of all leaders, the Supreme Personality, when He's pushed out of the way, then what happens? Fight occurs between everybody that wants to be number one. Wars, useless wars. People suffer. And in the end, one person wins the war, becomes number one. For how long? History repeats itself. And it repeats itself in the things of that happen one after another in terms of one country toppling another country like that, on and on, one leader coming, and then after a while, even if he's able to lead until the end, there's always the end. And what is the end? Death. And who is death? Krishna comes to take the person away to death. We try to own property. Can we? No. We can only hold on to property for a while. Because after a while, here in this material world, it will be taken away. Krishna comes to take it away. So everybody that hangs on to things that are material is going to be at some point disturbed that they can't use whatever they have so well because of old age. And death is also going to come, and then they won't have it at all. And so devotees are fortunate to have the knowledge that first, we should detach from material things. And secondly, this is not our home. The things that are in the spiritual world are permanent. The Lord owns everything. And the living entities serve the servants of the Lord. Service is life. And so in the spiritual world, there's no confusion. And there's no one person trying to topple another. And so there's peace, there's love, and that's what we're trying to study here. How to do it and apply ourselves. So, the factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as a supreme authority. Srila Prabhupada explains this. The factual way, religion as a fact is, so you understand that the Lord is supreme and that we are little, and that we can never really control anything here, even in this material world, because material energy will beat you up. You can't. We use things to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in spontaneous love. Now, spontaneous love is what we're being taught to try to get to. Because many of us, from lifetime to lifetime, we have forgotten how to love the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara had to teach us, Lord Chaitanya had to come to show us that you give your heart to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you give your heart in service to Him, understanding that He is the greatest and nobody is equal to Him, nobody can ever be equal to the Lord. He's second to none. We can't even come up to his level. And when that's understood and we accept that in our hearts, then we follow the instructions given by him through his spiritual, through the spiritual master's instructions. And from that point on, we give our hearts and say, all right, I will remain servant of a servant of a servant of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a personal choice. And do what we have been told to do by the spiritual master. Hear, chant, and serve. Serve the devotees, serve Guru, and then serve Krishna. And from serving the devotees, we develop love for the devotees. And the connection is wonderful. The other part of it is, the negative part of it that we have to avoid is offending. Don't offend. So if we serve and stay away from offending, and our words are always nice, encouraging, and sweet, then we ourselves feel good in the heart. This is called internal happiness. And through that, our chanting becomes even stronger, because our chanting is requesting the Lord for us to serve him. Serve him devotionally. And that grows over time. Because love is a thing, it's action, of course, but then the heart part of it, the emotional part of it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. The more that we serve properly. And the important thing is to relate well to devotees. And take the service, devotional service, as priority. There will be things that we'll have to do materially. Yes, that's there. But if we always take devotional service as priority and do it with great quality, the best way we can do things, whatever we have, our constitution as a person, the best way we can do it. Sri Prabhupada said, do everything first class. It's the same thing. The best way we can do it. Then Krishna realizes, oh, this person is really trying to come to me, really trying to give their heart to me. Then Krishna helps. Ye atamapapajante, tam tateva pajamiyaham. The extent to which we surrender, then he rewards accordingly. So, the living beings who are illusioned, not understanding that they have to become servants of a servant and use the senses to serve, they try to serve Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. They try to use their senses for material desire. And so, when anyone uses their senses for material desire to try to satisfy their desire, then that person is in nescience. They don't understand. Avidya. And so, Sri Prabhupada says, out of such illegitimate desire, living beings, they make different plans for material enjoyment centered about a perverted sex life. Why perverted sex life? What sex is connected with? Lust. Proper sex is according to religious principles. And that we know is actually in our lives as part of the regulative principles. Sex life is for begetting progeny. And outside of that, we shouldn't indulge in it. When a person understands that, tries to live according to that, and also, even if they are, those desires are there, but over time and prayer and effort, the desire is also removed, there is peace that comes. That alone can give peace. So then we live at life. Sri Prabhupada explained this. For grihasthas, of course, in the ashrams, grihastha ashram is the only one that sex life is permitted for having children. And Sri Prabhupada described that when a grihastha person obeys that particular instruction, it's like living a life of a sannyasi. Because that becomes service. Sex life becomes service, and it's for children only, and outside of that you don't indulge in it. Then the particular ashrams, the other ashrams, different from grihastha ashram, they don't indulge at all because they're not to raise children. Then the raising of children and sex life itself for that reason becomes a spiritual activity. And this is what Krishna explains, sex life according to religious principles. So our whole life should be based on that. So then, if we don't help each other, because sometimes Maya, you know, Maya never goes to sleep, and he's pretty active. We don't help each other, then sometimes we're falling into all kinds of things that we know we shouldn't be doing. And then we are also kind of challenged by the same nations. Therefore, we have to keep constantly hearing and constantly chanting. And then our service, other services become very, 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 very strong. As Mahali Kunti is saying, the Lord has come out of his causeless mercy. Srila Prabhupada is also reiterating or repeating that. He's more merciful to us, living beings, suffering, than we can expect. And many of us left spiritual world lifetimes and lifetimes ago. So sometimes even thinking that when I go to the spiritual world, all the anxieties will be over. It really will be over. As we think and hear and hear, it really will be over. Krishna is telling us, come back and have a good time. The good time that we're trying to get here, come back to the spiritual world, is the best. Bar none. You won't suffer, you won't be diseased, you will not die, you'll have a good time constantly in service to me. This is a life that is there. So sometimes we need to repeat this because there's so many distractions that come from material energy. So many distractions. So as we determine, we have to be very determined. This is why the next of instructions says we have to be enthusiastic, and determined, and also patient. Because even if we understand, oh, there's a wonderful life waiting for us back home, we have to finish our business here. Sri Prabhupada says, try to finish this business in such a way that the Lord will be merciful enough to take you back. And while we're in this body, the patience is needed. Because we haven't left yet. We are still here in the material world. But at the same time, there's a wonderful opportunity because we're learning how to get back to the life that we led, the original life in the spiritual world. How do you do that? Well, the instructions are given. The application is very important. And how we relate to devotees is how we're going to relate to those in the spiritual world. How we relate to devotees now. It's practice for relating in the spiritual world. And so the Lord has come and he has talked to Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita, what to do, what not to do, who we are, who he is, so we understand the disparity between us and him and the mercy that's there for us. And then he came back in Kali Yuga in the person of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who taught by example, who lived a devotee life by example, so that we will also now hear from the Lord through Bhagavad Gita and hear from the devotees of the Lord and incarnations of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then learn how to live the life the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. So we really have it made. We don't have any excuse. Everything the Lord has taught, his devotees have taught, and he's also come to show us. So Srila Prabhupada says, in this material world, asmin, this material world, bhavesmin krishyamananam, every entity, every living entity, it is not humans only, all living entities are working hard. We have to work. So, we should not take this work and do it as fruitive activity for ourselves. The devotees are supposed to work. Non-devotees also work. Non-devotees are working for themselves. But devotees are working with the understanding that I am serving Krishna in the different ways that have been given. And Srila Prabhupada even makes the point that we are so designed mentally and physically that when a person is doing work for fruitive reasons, they can get tired. Mentally tired, physically tired. But when we engage in devotional service, no matter how much physicality we put in, we do not get mentally tired. We don't. He even gave the example. There are so many names, millions of names in the world. You can take John and pronounce the name over again. John, John, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John. After a short while, you're going to be tired. But you can pronounce Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 and go on and on and on and on and on for hours and not get tired. That is the difference. The difference is the spiritual things, even if you put in physical energy, mentally you get rejuvenated. But then if we put in the energy for material things, you get worn out. You get worn out. Which means also that those in the spiritual world, they put in work, but it is fun. And so they never get tired. Mental, the mind is there. The original mind is actually the mind to the soul. When we get contaminated, then we have this separation of intelligence and then, you know, the mind that is accepting and rejecting. We have material senses and then we try to make it in this material world. And then we go through all kinds of struggle until Krishna's, we fortunate enough to turn and say, oh, now we have to use your intelligence. And real intelligence is working for Krishna. That's real intelligence. So that's there, but in the spiritual world, the mind is the same. There is no distinction between mind and intelligence. It's just the mind of the soul. And everybody works and works and works and works, but it's fun. It's activity. I'm saying work in terms of activity, but it's actually all fun. Preparing for this activity, which is fun. Then after that, the next activity, which is fun. The next activity, which is fun. And Krishna makes the next one even more, even sweeter than the last one. Therefore, people get more and more and more and more excited. In fact, it is explained that Srimati Radharani doesn't cook the same way twice. Can you imagine if you try to put your mind to that? And so there's so much fun in the spiritual world, and all our answers for real happiness is in the spiritual world. And so we are fortunate. It's just a question of helping each other to move towards the goal of going back to Godhead and helping others too, who will hear, who are willing to hear, to start their journey also. I'm talking about non-devotees, to start their journey back to Godhead. And if all else fails, at least if you give prasadam, then people will be happy that they got something, because prasadam is always welcome. But prasadam is a secret weapon. It is also Krishna's mercy. And then we can go back to the spiritual world. And the more we help others, the more Krishna gets happy with us and then helps us in our weaknesses to try to become better devotees. So, Krishya Mananam, Abhidya, Karma, Karma B. Why have we come to the material world? Not because we were ignorant. That was a mistake we made, but at least. What is this ignorance? Karma. Karma means desire. But our desire should be for serving Krishna. So this is an lecture Sri Prabhupada says. Non-devotee says, well, why shall I serve Krishna? I shall put myself in Krishna's place. I shall become Krishna. I shall become controller. You won't put it like that, but if you say supreme controller, then it means you want to become Krishna. And so, since other persons who also want to become controllers, then they declare war and they fight for the things here on this earth. In fact, Mother Bhumi, in another part of the scriptures, she was laughing. She says, look at these people. They fight, they go to war for a piece of my skin, land, a piece of my skin. They haven't even learned to live together. Srila Prabhupada says, look at all of these conditions. You go into a country, you need a visa to enter here, this conditions, that conditions, that conditions. And Mother Bhumi said, boy, my skin is so precious to these people now. I've gone from one part of my skin to another part of my skin. Look how much trouble they go through. They give themselves. So we've tied ourselves to all kinds of situations. And many times, especially in some of the morning walks that I heard, Sri Prabhupada says, you know, leading to the same point that we're talking about. We should give freedom. people should be able to go anywhere. When we understand, we come up to that higher level. In other words, if when we come to the point of Satya Yuga, especially that type of living, then so many of these conditions of control will not be there. So part of the things we just accepted that we do this, everybody has this, a license to drive, a visa to travel, this one, and that one, and that one. These are all things that tie us up because somebody else wants to be the controller. And we say, oh, that is the way in which things are working in the civilized world. Well, some of the people that live in the villages, they have so much, every time life is simplified, it's actually better. The simpler it is, the better it is. But, you know, in the name of material advancement, countries that advance, we've given ourselves so many laws, and we are actually making ourselves suffer. Some people say, well, but there should be rules to do this and not do this. Yes, that's there. That's there. But then it gets to the point where the people who are leaders tie us up with so many rules, some of it happens we don't even know. And then we make ourselves live a very, very difficult life. We're taken advantage of. But this is all going on in the material world. Karma, desire. Srila Prabhupada was making a point that so many scientists are researching for new kinds of food. And one scientist friend was talking to him at that time in the morning. Srila Prabhupada said, what is this new food? Food is already there. It's allotted by Krishna. This animal, you eat this. This other thing, you eat this. The human being, we're supposed to eat what Krishna gives us. So far as the human being is concerned, our food is designated. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakta prayaschati. It's the duty of a human being to accept prasadam. Prasadam, foodstuff offered to Krishna. That is actually the way it's supposed to be. And that is civilization. If you say, why should I offer, and you don't offer, then it means that you are not accepting Krishna as a controller and you are a servant. The servant has to give food to the master and then eat afterwards. So this is, we are fortunate that it's set up that way for us. So all of these, if we try to get away from them, then unfortunately, that means we are exercising our false ego. And that will not help us. Namai vamsa jiva loki, jiva bhuta sanatana, manasastani indriyani, pakitistani kashati. Krishna says, the living entities in this conditioned world, they are originally my eternal fragmental parts. Everybody is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. But due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So, the word kashati, Srila Prabhupada explains, struggling or grappling very hard. It's a very, very significant word. This is what we're going through. Conditioned soul is bound up, shackled by iron chains, and we are bound up especially by our own false ego. The mind is the chief agent which is driving him in this material nations. When the mind is a mode of goodness, activities are okay, they are good, clearly. When the mind is a mode of passion, activities are troublesome, trying to get over somebody. And when the mind is a mode of ignorance, then it's so bad, things are upside down, the person will travel to lower species in the next life. So we are bound up by our false ego. And that, we've heard, false ego, so what is it? And how should we be aware of it? And what should we do? It comes down to a list of things that are, you know, it may seem small, but they're very, very, very important. Even in the temples. For things to go well, we have to be servant of the servant. We have a hierarchical system. It's just the way it is in the spiritual world also. So we have to be respectful to our leaders in the different departments. When we bring suggestions, We can, you know, if you go to a leader or a leader in the department and you have a suggestion, they may take it, they may not take it. And sometimes when we don't take it, then we get hurt. This person just ignores me and I'm not important. And then Maya sets in. So one of the best things to do, it's a humble suggestion, if you have something that you want to say, put it in a question form. Because a question form brings your point out, but at the same time, it allows the person to answer. When the person gives a question comes, there should be an answer. Therefore, the answer would tell you whether the person that you're talking to, the leader of the department, is hearing you, understands what you're saying, or there's a part of it that you didn't know that in the answer he will explain why they see things the way that they see. Maybe they have a bigger picture and you don't understand quite yet. So it's a small thing, but that way of bringing things out by, you know, asking, putting into the question form. Sometimes a suggestion, yes, it's a good suggestion, but it's not time to take it yet. And this is where we have to be patient, because the next door of instruction says it. Some things can be done. Yes, we see it, but because of one reason or another, it hasn't gotten to it yet. And this is where we need to be patient, because sometimes we say, all right, so we won't do it, so I'll just go behind and arrange for some people and do it without even the leadership knowing about it. As soon as you do that, then you're starting conflict, because the leadership's going to think that, you know, you're trying to get around them. We should not ask questions in a challenging mood. We should ask questions by choosing words nicely. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're taught that. There was a Brahman that came to see Lord Chaitanya. The Brahman that came to see Lord Chaitanya about some of the things that he didn't understand about how Lord Nityananda was behaving in Avadhweep. Lord Nityananda had so many jewels on him, he was wearing. And the Brahman, and the understanding from the Brahman was that, well, you're supposed to be in a humble mood, and so jewels and stuff don't go with the person in the consciousness of a humble mood. But he came to ask Lord Chaitanya this question about Lord Nityananda. And he said, I don't understand. He didn't say, Lord Nityananda, you're wrong. He said, I don't understand. You see, there's a smartness behind it. He put it on him. His misunderstanding, he put it on him rather than put it on somewhere. Therefore, that very simple statement, I don't understand, is very powerful. It's very powerful. It gives, and you put it in a question form or say, I don't understand at the end, then the person begins to explain to you. Because you said that you explained to me, I don't understand. Then the person begins to explain. And Lord Chaitanya did in fact explain and add more pastimes of Lord Nityananda to him. And in the end, the conclusion was Brahman understood that Lord Nityananda was at a certain level, that you don't look at Lord Nityananda the way you look at everybody else. So whether the Brahman understood the Lord Nityananda was also the plenary expansion of the Supreme Lord, that didn't even matter so much. When he, in the end, that the Brahman understood that, all right, you see it this way, but Lord Nityananda is in a class by himself. This is what Lord Chaitanya explained to him. He's in a class by himself. So whatever he does, there's a reason, and even if you don't get it, don't worry about it. You just go on, do what you're doing. But you see, the way and the reason why he got such a good answer from Lord Chaitanya was that the Brahman says, I don't understand. He put it on himself. When we say we know better, then you know it brings up a situation that becomes quite difficult. It's always important to be honest. It's always important to be honest. Don't try to pretend that you're somebody that you're not. Or put out an image that you're wonderful when there's so many faults that are there. Again, this is part of being patient and also being humble. Both humility. Honesty and humility go together. There is also another situation that sometimes it seems little, but we have to be careful about, because it helps us very much in our service. And in fact, if we don't do that, it's called seva aparat. It's part of seva aparat. Next up, devotion And we're talking about punctuality. Just come at a good time. And we ask so many times in different temples, do we see devotees fall into this trap by Maya? Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, you can get to the temple whenever you get to the temple. All right, the services are going on. I can call in a little later. That's all right, you know. I can come close to the time that we have prasadam because, you know, there's going to be kirtan, we get to dance. And then there's also going to be prasadam, we get to eat. And that's nice time. What is this, you know, shastra? Okay, I'm going to come towards the end. That's Maya. It's already Maya because why? The hearing is where we get our instructions and guidance on how to live this bhakti yoga life. We miss that. But Maya was, I came to the temple, so it's okay. So sometimes in some temples we see that the speaker starts speaking and then there are some people that are on there, a few people. Then towards the end, and I'm talking about Zoom now, because Zoom people do come on. I'm talking about the actual temple, going there physically. Towards the end, then the place gets filling up. I've seen in different temples that happens. We should be so much eager to hear that the speaker's words are heard from the beginning to the end, not from the middle to the end. If you come later, then you come in the middle. So punctuality is important. And in fact, in service, in deity service, if you're not punctual, that is considered seva aparad. That's considered offenses in serving. So, in situations where a person, again, this is how you deal with false ego, another way to deal with false ego, in situations where a mistake has been made by us, we should not be reluctant to apologize. I'm sorry does not make you a little person. It does not put you down. I'm sorry is admitting that there's a mistake on my part. But mistakes is one of the four defects of humans. Tendency to commit mistakes is there. Imperfect senses is there. So all those things are there. It's not really, really your fault. It's part of human nature. To err, to make an error, is human. And when we apologize, then whatever it is that we made an error and how it's affected the other person tends, okay, accept it. Accept it. You made a mistake, accept it. And then the relationship is not destroyed. You can go on like that. So apologizing doesn't lower one's dignity at all. Now, sometimes initiated devotees, these are things that I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes, but these are points that we need to talk about sometimes. Initiated devotees feel that, well, I have a spiritual master and none of these shades don't have a spiritual master. And the Maya starts telling us, we're initiated. See, this person is not initiated, therefore I know better than that person. But if we think that way, that can't be right. We are not, the proper thought is, we need to understand that one is not qualified for initiation. We're not qualified for initiation ever. Initiation diksha by a spiritual master. We have been given mercy by the Lord. Prasad Prasad Bhagavat Prasad. By the mercy of Krishna, then one gets guru. By the mercy of Krishna, not qualification. And so when we understand that it is by the mercy of the Lord that now we have a spiritual master, the important thing is to help those who don't. Not feel that you're bigger than them, but help those who don't to move through the steps that you moved through, so that Krishna will give mercy to them for also they are also to get a guru. Like that. And because the guru, of course, is through the guru that we can go back to Godhead. So this is all guru's mercy, initiation, not the qualification of the would-be disciple. So these little things will help us, and there's many more, of course, but these little things will help us to move through and not get cornered or stopped or sabotaged by Maya, the right consciousness that we need to have. That way we'll grow. And then the same thing about people coming here and getting karma be, fruitive activities, karma, desires for material things, they will all begin to slowly get away from our consciousness. And then that's the purification purpose, the purification process, so that in the end we'll be able to go back to Godhead, the Lord and the spiritual master being satisfied with us. Hare Krishna. Okay. So we'll stop here. And the text itself, the translation, Maharani Kunti is saying that others say that you appeared for the sake of rejuvenating the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage of these processes, including chanting especially, and gain liberation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. People fighting for a piece of land. In the meantime, they're going to die and they don't realize that this piece of land, if you get it, you're not going to be able to hold on to it. Because death comes, Krishna takes it all away. It looks like... Yeah, he tolerates a lot because we need to go. Krishna, as it says in the Sri Prabhupada's purport, Krishna wants us back to really enjoy, because we want to try to enjoy and be happy, but we can't do that in the material world. So Krishna is looking for us to go back, more so than we even want to go back. He's repeated it several times in different places, and in this purport he also said it again. It looks like Dronacharya Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Jai. Dona Prabhu, Jai, accept our humble obeisances. O God's grace, your power, Jai. Yeah, it's quite important. One of the things that the devotees, sometimes we don't realize is how subtle Maya can be. I've come to the temple. Yes, wonderful. You always should come to the temple. That's good. And then, I'm in the temple, so it's good that I've come. But then the punctual part of it is taken out, and it's not taken so seriously. So yeah, it's good to come to the temple, but it's better to come to the temple and punctually, be punctual about it. And I also grew up in the Christian church, and it was pretty much the same. People were there 5-10 minutes before the whole program started. They call it the church service. They don't miss anything. And it was like people outside. Now sometimes you would see people trying to come in, and it's a couple of minutes before the program starts, and you see people outside. They're running to get in time, the church to get in on time. So yeah, unfortunately, some of us. Not realizing how important it is to be in early. Yes. Oh, well, you brought an important point. Yeah. So again, so see how Maya has turned us to think more materially in terms of spiritually, giving the priority of punctuality to the material thing and not to the spiritual thing. So yeah, this is why these things need. We bring them up so that we help each other to take the process seriously. This is what takes us back to Godhead. A job is not going to take you back to Godhead. Chanting will take you back to Godhead in the end after you leave the body. Everything you did material doesn't matter. And if it matters, then it means you're getting another body to come to the material world. Well, you're still in jail then. That doesn't help. Hare Krishna. Drona Prabhu, your hands are still up. Did you want to add some more? Or I don't know. Okay. I understand. So any other questions or comments? This is why we have these classes. The idea is to help each other. And if by saying that, in a sense, I've stepped in your toe because you're one of those that comes in a little late, it's not difficult at all to change. Take spiritual life as more important than material life. Therefore, if you do anything in the material life, more efficiently, it should even, if do it efficiently, it should even be more efficient when it comes to the spiritual thing. That's all. Because Christian watches everything we do. The Lord is in our heart. So we want to go home. We want to go have a good time in service to the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we shouldn't allow little things like that. So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Everything has to be done in first class. So, yeah, we are punctual to work, but not the other things that we want to do. Sometimes even watching the movies when we were going to movies, some of us when we were non-devotees. You go to movies and you go 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, that part of the movie is already started, and it always starts on time. And the whole plot is within the first 15 minutes to give you an idea what's going to happen. So you miss that, the entire movie doesn't make any sense to you because you're late. And that's a movie, a comedy movie at that. So, you know, the importance of punctuality is really, 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 really there. So for Krishna, how much more so for Krishna? We should just take everything that's said. Jai. Vanchak Krishna Kripa Sunvi Evita Pitanam Mavanevi Vaishnavi. Jai.